Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Happy Columbus Day. And we're still trying to get Bert Folsom on the line. We're having a little bit of difficulty with that, but because he's moved. He's in a different place, and we're still trying to catch up with him. We had a little problem with the phone number there, so we're going to keep working on that. But I wanted to go back and talk to you a little bit, we're looking forward to getting him back on the show. We'll keep trying that the rest of the trip. Bert Folsom is our historian in residence, and that's the reason why I like for him to be on the show, especially on days like today, which is Columbus Day, as you know. And some of you are off, many of you are not. And if you're a if you're a small business owner, I should say, you probably are not off today. You're probably having to work just like me and making sure that you make payroll. But Columbus Day became a holiday. Officially in 1937, President Roosevelt made it a holiday in 1937, and it's been celebrated a long time. A lot of people think that it would never have been a holiday if he hadn't been Italian, because the Italians were pretty specific about making sure that the world recognized that Columbus was the guy who helped find America. And of course, there's some controversy about whether he was actually the first European and that was the big deal, wasn't it? Many people tend to believe that the Norsemen, Leif Erikson and that group, actually found the northern parts of America, Scandinavia, and Newfoundland and some of those areas up there in the northeast first. But it is true that Christopher Columbus crossed the ocean actually about four times from 1492 on. To try to find India, as you probably know. He was looking for India. They were looking for new spice routes to India, and they were trying to make sure that they wanted to make the trip over water rather than over land. And so here's the interesting thing. When Christopher Columbus when he actually landed, he thought that he was in India. And as you know now, that's the reason why the indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere are called Indians, because that's what Christopher Columbus called them, Indians. And then later, when he apparently landed on Cuba, on the island of Cuba, he actually thought he was in Japan. And it's my understanding, some of the things that I've read, that until he died, as long as he lived, and he actually died not realizing what he actually had done, what he had actually accomplished. He died not realizing, even though he made four trips, he never really knew, and he wound up dying a rich man, but he never really knew what he had accomplished, that he had actually found and was making, and was actually basically made it possible for the Europeans to gain some commercial benefit from the New World, from the Western Hemisphere, from what is now called North America and Central America and South America. And I think that's interesting. I thought that was interesting that he did not know that he had actually accomplished that. But as far as the timeline is concerned, it might interest you to know that Christopher Columbus, as you know, he was born in Italy. He was born in Genoa. Was the son of a wool merchant, and he was also a sailor in a navy in the Italian navy, and was decorated in battle. His brother, before he became a merchant captain, he worked with his brother, who was also a cartographer in Lisbon, and then later on, as you know, he went to Portugal and tried to convince the king of Portugal to let him make the trip to the west. And but that, back in those days, everybody thought the world was flat, and so that was something that he believed, that the world was not flat, that it was round, that he could actually sail west and get to India, where the spices were allegedly. And so he finally convinced, as you know, he finally convinced Queen Isabella, I should say, of Spain to allow him, to fund him, to actually bankroll the trip, which King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella allowed him to do that. And then, as we know, in 1492, he sailed, and the rest is history. It's 20 Tales. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm very happy to tell you, and I know you're going to be thrilled to know that Bert Folsom is with us. That way you won't have to put up with me for two more segments all by myself. Bert Folsom is the historian in residence at the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. But that's
right.
That's not his day job. That's where he gets... We pay him big bucks to do that, folks, but basically, in his regular day job, he's an outstanding professor at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. He's our good friend. Bert Folsom, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It is Hillsdale, Michigan, right? It is in...
That's
in,
correct. Hillsdale,
in
Michigan,
Hillsdale.
Right in between Chicago and Detroit.
There you go. And folks, many of you, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know Bert very well because he's been with us a lot. And thank you for joining us on Columbus Day, Bert.
Well, it's good to be here thinking about Columbus 511 years after the fact.
How about that? You know, Columbus is an interesting character, not only in terms of what he accomplished. There's no question that he was a visionary. There's no question that he was a brave person. You know, there are people who will debate you about whether he was a good person or not. There are people who will debate you about whether he, you know, how whether his effects, his impact on the New World was positive or not, because there are a lot of people out there. If you Google Christopher Columbus, there are a lot of people out there, especially people who have Indian backgrounds, who have Native American backgrounds, who aren't very pleased with Mr. Columbus, aren't they?
Well, that's true, which is odd, because it starts with an idea that there was sort of a pristine, noble savage over here, and that Columbus came and disrupted that. Actually, in one of his visits over here, he had to negotiate very deftly between the Carib Indians and the Arawak Indians, because the Carib Indians were cannibals.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arawak Indians were excited that Columbus was over here and might be able to do something to help them. So,
to keep them from being eaten, huh?
Right. And so...
A lot of people don't know that about the Carib Indians, do they?
No.
That they were cannibals.
No, and that's part of the problem, is that some historians have built up an image, again, of this noble savage, and they do it to the American Indian as well.
Right.
And they forget the brutality that was very much a part of that culture.
So as I said earlier, before you got here, we know about how he got here. We know about how Christopher Columbus, or Columbus Day, became a national holiday by Mr. Franklin, and then Mr. Johnson made it a federal public holiday in 1968, President Johnson did.
Right.
But one of the things that's interesting to me is, Bert, and I mentioned this in the last segment, is Christopher Columbus made four voyages to the New World and died, even though he died a rich man as a result of it, he really never knew what he had done, did he? He didn't really know that he had found two new continents.
Right. Of course, technically, he didn't land in the United States.
Right.
The modern-day United States.
Right.
But he
was in the Caribbean Islands.
He did hit. He hit Venezuela at one point too. He did hit those islands. He was a tremendous visionary. A tremendous visionary. You're right. And other people had tried to make the voyage, but Columbus was the one who figured that you had to go south and then catch the westerly current. and go over here, and the people from Portugal didn't figure that out. So Columbus was imaginative. He was a visionary. He certainly was sold out as a Christian. Mm-hmm. He saw this as very much of a missionary trip too.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't actually die rich. He was not a good money manager.
Well, one of the reports that I read said that he did, but
well, what I hear is that, and by the way, we don't even have a portrait of him that's a legitimate portrait. Portraits mm-hmm. that you see of Columbus are taken after the fact, so we don't know as much about his life as we do about some other people, say contemporaries like Martin Luther. We have a lot of detail about his life.
Right.
Columbus less so, but the information that I get is that he really blew his money. He was not a good money manager.
Well, what about
a visionary? Yes, but not a good money manager.
Was he the guy that is said that he figured out that the world was not flat because he could stand on the shore and see a ship coming over the horizon and see the mast coming up over the horizon, and finally the ship would appear, and so that's how he determined that the earth was round?
Yes, he was very interested in sailing, and that's exactly one of the things that he concluded, that the earth was round. He also was very biblically oriented. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, it says, "The Lord sitteth on the circle of the earth."
Mm-hmm.
And so he was using that. But you're right in saying that he viewed a ship from afar. He grew up in Italy. He was actually part of a hand loom weaving operation.
Right.
But he liked to sail on the side. And that was very much something that caught his attention and helped him believe that the earth was round.
One of the things that's interesting to me, and this has puzzled me for a long time, and I knew this at one time, but I've forgotten. But that is why, if Columbus is the guy who basically, you know, found this part of the world and popularized it, so to speak, why aren't we called, you know, the United States of Columbia rather than of America, which is obviously we're named after another Italian named Amerigo Vespucci? Why the disconnect there?
Right, only the state of Ohio seems to have caught the drift of how it should do at Columbus, right? But Ohio is not the nation, and Amerigo Vespucci apparently was involved in not that he was a better publicist necessarily, but maps and things like that,
right,
for his name, and that ended up being attached to America.
Hold on to that thought, Bert. We're going to come back after these messages with our good friend Bert Folsom. Ten Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Columbus Day. Bert Folsom is helping us celebrate this with some information. Bert is the author of Empire Builders, How Michigan Entrepreneurs Helped Make America Great. Also, The Myth of the Robber Barons, A New Look at the Rise of Big Business in America. Now in its third edition, maybe there may be actually a fourth or fifth edition out.
Bert, yeah, there's a fourth out now.
Yeah.
Jim.
So check
that
out.
I'm pleased about that.
Those are available wherever books are sold, especially Amazon, and it's F-O-L-S-O-M, Burton W. Folsom, Jr. And so you can find that out. You can find out a lot about Burton on my website, jbsba.com, and because we try to make sure Bert stays pretty prominent on our website, too, because he's a very important member of our brain trust. Burton, you know, life is not fair. Leif Erikson actually probably was the first person from Europe to find America, but he doesn't get a lot of credit for that. Christopher Columbus actually sailed over and kind of popularized, made four trips over, and it came a little bit later in the history when news was getting around a little more freely than it was when Leif Erikson got there. But he didn't get the great world name for him. A guy who came along later and just did some silly maps is the guy who got it. That was Amerigo Vespucci.
Well, it does seem rather strange. Of course, Columbus's voyage was the one that had an impact,
right?
Because when he came back, the word was out that there was a new world over here. Leif Erikson's was done more in a private setting where it did not get the sort of publicity. But actually, we think Leif Erikson made it to Canada, but we know that his brother, Thorvald Erikson, mm-hmm. we're more certain of this, in the year 1007, made it to Fall River, Massachusetts, because we think we found his body there.
Right. Yeah, I heard about that. But you know, Bert, you know the thing, though, that perhaps may have I mean, timing is everything. And, you know, in the 10-whatevers that Leif Erikson and his brother came over,
right.
that was truly the Dark Ages. And Christopher Columbus came over during, you know, sort of the threshold of the Renaissance era, and something had happened about 10 or 20 years prior to Columbus coming to America. The printing press was invented.
Yes, and that was such a major invention, one of the greatest in the history of the world, because now you could massively print documents, and it of course allowed for newspapers, books, at a much cheaper price,
right.
And publicity changed greatly there when you could get the printed word out in a way like that.
One of the things that you got to be able to do if you're going to do something great, you got to get the PR out, don't you?
You sure do. And the same way, that's true with the Reformation. John Huss didn't get the attention Martin Luther did, of course, in part because Huss was executed, but also Luther was able to get the Bible translated, and
right.
the printing press was the big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things, you're right, Columbus being a big part of it, that was a part of publicizing that voyage.
Well, and being bold, too, has a lot to do with it. I mean, taking a bold step, and certainly Columbus was bold. And, you know, I think whether we think he was a great captain or whether his people, his men loved him or not, whether he did a good thing or a bad thing for the Indians, the truth is he was a very courageous person who had the courage of his convictions, didn't he?
He did. He certainly did, and very few people accepted his ideas. He was rejected by Portugal.
Right.
He was rejected by England. And Spain initially rejected him also, and it mm-hmm. wasn't until they defeated the Muslims and ran them out that they agreed to celebrate their victory by giving Columbus, sponsoring his voyage over.
Well,
so, yeah, he was a visionary, and the major thinkers of the day did not accept his ideas.
Mm-hmm. We got about 1 minute left. Bert, you got any other thoughts on this?
Well, in order to be he reminds you of an entrepreneur. He was an entrepreneur of sorts, even though he wasn't a particularly good investor of money. He had an idea, and so much in life is not, this is with entrepreneurship too,
mm-hmm.
it's not so much how smart you are, it's how persevering you are.
Mm-hmm.
And Columbus illustrates that yet again.
Well, especially when he after 90 days and they still hadn't found land, he made his men push on, and of course within a few days they found land. I mean, he was prepared to die for his own convictions. You know, small business owners are a lot like that too, I'm afraid. Bert Folsom, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We appreciate it very much. Bert Folsom, folks, he'll be back another day. Don't forget The Myth of the Robber Barons and Empire Builders. Check those out wherever books are sold. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Happy Columbus Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.